Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am Chief Langley, and tonight it is February 25th, 2018. And tonight we're going to discuss Indian slavery in America and African slavery and Asian slavery. And one of the most important factors about slavery in America, the so-called African-American people. And this lecture is focusing on the so-called African-American people. Me as a historian, I like to deal with the Negro factor. I don't care how many people don't like the word Negro. I'm sorry. If you want to find your ancestry or learn anything about your history from 1950 on back to 400 years in this country, you are going to have to deal with the word Negro, lack it or not. Anybody on this call tonight is offended because I'm using the word Negro, you can exit now. Because this is what I'm going to address. The Negro factor. And it's very important. Because now we're dealing with a dark skin hue of people at one point in time. Then you have to deal with Negrito. These things are very, very important. And so as we go into the lecture tonight, I have spent 15 years studying in and out of the colonial archives, not only from the American aspect, but from the British aspect, to the Spanish aspect, to the French aspect, and to the African aspect. These things are very, very important. Very. I don't engage into the concept the slave trade never happened. That's a lie if anybody tell you that. The slave trade, if the slave trade didn't happen, how did these white folks cross the seas? They came in different ships. But then some of these modern-day Negroes will tell you the slave trade didn't happen. Then they'll tell you about the pre-Columbian African crossing the ocean or the Olmecs. Well, what the hell do you want? Because you're beginning to sound confused. Because the slave trade happened. You have to be careful with some of these modern-day Negroes today because they will speak faster than you can think. But today, I'm going to break this down for you from my understanding, from what I've read, and I'm going to point you into the direction of where I got the information from. So grab your paper, and your pen. Pair and go on this journey with me tonight. Now, when you deal with Indian slavery in America, you have two types of Indians here in America. You got the East India Indians that came that in the early colonial time they call Negro Asiatics or Asiatics Negro. These are your people from Pakistan and East India. But keep in mind, India was cut off from Ethiopia. So you have to look at very old maps to understand what you're talking about. A lot of African-American so-called say they have Indian ancestry. I embrace that you do, but many a time it's not a Native American type. It comes from East India. See, in slavery time, up until 1908, no one has ever told you about the Indo-Africans. Well, who are they? People that came from Cameroon? People that came from Malabar? If you research the Medical Tri-State Medical Society of 1908 that covered Virginia, Carolina, and South Carolina, they talked about the 325,000 less black Indo-African people that they brought into this country from tribes of Cameroon and Malabar. So it's true. Many of your great-grandmother, excuse me, and great-grandfather was an Indian, and you can't decipher what tribe they come from. So everybody says Cherokee. Hell, Cherokee was not all over the United States. If you study history from a forensic standpoint, you will not find Cherokee on any map before 1735. It doesn't exist. So how are you all Cherokee? Many of you follow the concept of five civilized tribes. Well, tell me, if it's five civilized tribes, what happened to the non-civilized tribes? Where are they? There are more than 1,000 ethnic groups of people in the Southeast alone. So how is everybody part of the five civilized tribes? The Creek and Seminole are the same people. The Choctaw and Chickasaw are the same people. Then there's Cherokee. So how do you get five civilized out of that? So what about the non-civilized people? Have any of you take the time to try and research that? Or you are going into a mixture of problems of quoting what white folks have said. These things are very, very important. So you got to understand these things and understand them well. So now when we deal with Indian slavery, we deal with Indo-Africans who came here on the slave ships mixed with the people from India. According to the British Colonial Archives, there's a colonial footnote of 70% people in the 1700s come from East India and Africa. The early 30% comes from the Native Americans. You have to ask yourself where this information has been. Why wasn't it taught? So tonight, I'm giving it to you. I study history from a forensics perspective. Detailed analysis of data analysis, studying the colonial records, reaching inside the archives and diaries of Columbus and many other people. These things are important because you have to realize when you go into the archives and dig into these records and these diaries, what has been recorded most times and what has been said has not been written in the history books. Columbus never said he landed in India. Columbus said he landed in Asia. but the people look like the people from Asia. You got to understand how long Africa and Asia has been mixing. Understand how long those people have been traveling. The Mani people, the Fulani people. So if those people, the Mani and the Fulani, haven't been traveling to what is called North America today, they will have to explain to me how come there are rocks and stones found in South Carolina that's over 2 tons, that has Fulani writing on it, that's over 800 years old? How do you explain the writings of many North African tribes that's 2,500 years old that has been found in Canada? See, these are the questions one need to ask. You have to think about these things. So therefore, many of the native tribes from the southeast of the United States carry an African or Asian trait. Apparently, they've been trading with these people. Many of them, they have migrated across the seas thousands of years ago and ended up in the southeast. These things are pertinent, and these things are very, very important. So I want you to understand these things. You got to understand these things to know how to navigate and find out who you are. Don't follow no concept that the slave trade didn't happen. Don't follow no concept that these people didn't travel across the seas. Many of them did. And they were wise enough to know from previous shipwrecks when to travel the seas because of the storming season. You've got to understand these things. Understand these things from the perspective of smaller ships at that time. Understand the perspective that it wasn't a direct journey. Ports were created along the way by the Navy. Port thing is a Navy thing. You got to understand these things. And once you understand these things, you will become a better family historian and genealogist. Don't let no one tell you otherwise. If you really want to know what's going on with you and your ancestry, you have to study history from a detailed perspective. Go outside the box. You're not going to get everything you need here in America because they have whitewash history. You got to go dig in the Spanish archives. You got to dig in the French archives. You got to deal in the African archives. Deal in the British archives. Follow the colonializer in other colonial history times, because each one of those European groups settled America and Africa at certain times. That is why you and I speak English. That is why many of the so-called African-American people in New Orleans speak Creole and French. A lot of the people in Florida and the Caribbean speak Spanish. You have to understand these things and understand the reasons why. It's very important for you to understand these things. So tonight I'm here to navigate you through things so you will understand. In the early days of slavery, as I have read and learned, the first wave of Africans to cross the sea in slavery came from East Africa, not West. So you got to understand now that West Africa was a shipping port. So all the slaves that they're bringing into West Africa and shipping on the transatlantic are not West African tribes. You have miscellaneous groups of people that they have walked across the desert or brought in from the Indian Ocean side, where South Africa and Madagascar is, and brought up to West Africa. Better understand this. Because if you study the slave trade from Tanzania, it tells you a totally different concept. Tanzania said 278,000 East Africans and Indians ended up into America. These Indo-African people with grandmama, dark skin and long straight hair. But you think she's Cherokee. But she can't tell you what she was and didn't tell you. Didn't tell your mother or father. All they said, they were Indian. But you will omit the East Indian or the Asiatic Indian. Most people don't like to follow in the Nation of Islam. But if you go back and read and listen, Elijah Muhammad said the Asiatic black man, trying to tell you something. So in studying your Indian ancestry, when you don't know, you have to keep an open mind because you're dealing with two types of Indian. And in slavery, they made no distinction. Now, when you read slave runaway ads, now you're going to find distinctions of slaves coming from India, coming from Pakistan, or various American tribes. They will tell you where these people come from because these slaves had registration. An ethnic registration. See, that's what you got to understand. Ethnic registration of slaves. Because of slave breeding, in America, you have ethnic registration of slaves because of different cost of slaves. See, it is not difficult at all for the so-called African-American to know where he or she comes from. It takes time for you to humble yourself and go and dig into the research. You're going to have to research a people at a point in time. Then you got to understand these different African nations and countries like Madagascar that has 18 ethnic groups. And some of the people in Madagascar carry the same traits and phenotypes as people you will find in Hawaii, people you will find in Polynesia, which is the same thing. So a Polynesian pop up, you wondering how it got there? Either it came from Madagascar, but it came from the Polynesian slave trade that they don't even teach you about. And many Polynesians will say that didn't happen, but whoa, I warn you, there are thousands of records of it that exist. So these are the things you must understand. Don't let no one tell you otherwise. These things are very important. You must learn the history and how to navigate the history to understand these things. There's no other so-called race in this country, and I've always said it from the beginning, every 35, 50, 100 years, the description of your identity changes and everyone else remains the same. But many of you don't even know that up until 1950, Chinese and Japanese in this country classified as colored and black by the census law. It changed after that. It changed around 19, it legally changed around 1966 or 1968 before it went into legal legislation. So your ancestors walking around here, and many of you walking around here with slanted eyes, and ain't no Asian in your family, I highly recommend you fact-check the situation because your eyes are not deformed. Part of your ancestry, but you have to understand history and understand the laws of the census to understand this. They don't teach you this in school. You have to go out and get this on your own. So when I started this journey many years ago, I never became part of anybody else's genealogical society. I created my own. I sat down with my family and redecided what we were going to do. Look, there's many other families that doesn't happen to. We need to separate this from the Eugene Heritage Society. So you find something else or come up with something else that we can include and teach everybody else about their history. Therefore, the House of Ancestry was born. You got to understand these things and understand what I'm telling you. You got to pay very close attention to memes on social media because a lot of these people don't know what the hell they're doing. Tribes out west were never enslaved. So don't go comparing no pictures to see what somebody else looked like. To look like something is not it. Better start simulating and looking at these tribes that come out of India and these tribes that come out of Africa, because a North African don't look like an East African, nor West, nor Central. A South Asian don't look like an East Asian Indian. But you look at all these African American people, I'm going to be honest with you. Take a look at the people from India and see what most of your people look like. See, in the early days, they played a trick by using the word Sambo. And I'm going to break down Sambo to you tonight. Because a Sambo is a mixture of an African and Indian offspring to a certain degree. That's a Sambo. How the Spanish defined the law with that. Also defined that a mulatto was the offspring of an Indian and a Negro. They were talking about an American-type Indian, either from South America, Central America, or United States of America area. You're talking totally different. Many of you will omit the Caribbean. You know how many people down in Trinidad are mixed with people from India? So what make you think many of your ancestors didn't come out of Trinidad? So the history in print in Trinidad of East Indian and African mixed people remains preserved. But when your enslaved ancestor was shipped up from the Caribbean into mainland America, he or she is now just Negro. You're talking about the same people. So you got to understand these things. Coolies are coolies. So you thinking coolies are all Chinese? Go to the Caribbean. They come from India. Depending on the mixture of that African mixing there, of how your ancestors come out in appearance, will decide if they're still called Indian or they're still called African. That's your Caribbean history. Many of of you so-called African-Americans in America can go down to the Caribbean and they will look at you and tell who you are. Well, how is it that you have been cut off in the mainland? See, that's one thing about the islands. Many of their history, their ethnic history, that genealogy has not been cut off. In America, it's been cut off. These are the things you have to understand. And you have to understand it clearly. So in the slave trade, if you study the camp of Malay in South Africa, which was the Wall Street of the slave trade of Africa, and they're bringing people in from Cambodia, Thailand, which is called Ceylon back then, mixing with the different people who are in many parts of Pakistan, many but the Dravidian people coming out of India, all that mixture now is coming into the slave trade, being walked up or shipped up into West Africa, then shipped over into the transatlantic. These things happen. This is what it is. So you have to be very careful to understanding these things and what I'm trying to tell you tonight. Because I want you to know, and I want you to understand. Because it's very, very important. Excuse me for 1 minute here. I got to say that everyone is not hearing me clear. So I'm going to hit one call and see, can you hear me? 888-791. Can you hear me? Can you hear me clearly? Hold on, let me end this then.